Welcome to another episode, a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. When you listen to this, when it drops, I know it's gonna be Eid after Eid. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This week we started with Nigerians' problem. You know now, Nigeria will not kill me. Nigeria will not kill me. We discussed that in depth. Rashida went to the street and she brought hot cheese for us. You don't want to miss that. Tune in, there's a joke at the end. Enjoy.
Hey,
Hello,
hi,
hello,
hi,
hello.
everybody. Welcome back to
Mic
the Chill
check,
Sisters
mic
podcast.
check,
You're still
mic
checking
check.
your
One,
mic.
two, three. Make a check, and you know, Yonzu, the light situation in Nigeria,
You
you need to be checking
need
some
to be
things.
checking
I'm
everything.
trying to figure out if I'm buying A, B, C, D, E. So let me kukuma check. Mic
Check.
check, one,
Mic
two,
check.
three.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Lado, as always. I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria, the crazy place, the hot place. The sun is hot in Rashida. Let me not complain. I
Yusis
don't want
has
to.
forced me. She has forced me that I must say where I'm recording from. I'm recording from the United Kingdom, London, to be
Where?
precise.
Oh,
Yusis
it's
said
better
we have to
you
be
tell us,
saying
because I was going to ask you, Rashida, which band are you people on? Let us know. You
Because my network
understand?
is clever.
No,
It's too clear for your liking. You
it's
can't
not. You have
relate.
light now.
I have
No,
light. Let
if
me
you
tell you, I
wait,
have
you
light. I'll
if
beat
you are
my
under
chest
band
and tell
A,
you that I have light. I have
no,
light
don't
and I
rub it
have
in. We will not fight.
steady
Hello,
network. My network is
hello.
fail.
Hello.
Yes,
We are not talking about network, we're talking about constant light. So let me know if you're
Yes, I'm
under band A,
appreciating what God
allegedly,
has done in my life.
supposedly,
Where God
and you
has
know how to
done
rub
good,
it.
I'm not
Don't
rubbing
forget
it.
to, if I start my own now.
Where God has blessed you, you accept it,
Anyway,
Yusis.
if you're listening from Nigeria, you understand my plight. Why I have to rant right from the onset. Rashida, we are tired.
You're tired, is tired.
We are tired. You
That's
know,
sad.
it's back to back, back to back. Kai, Nigerians, and we are the most resilient people
I know.
on
You can
earth,
say that
because
again.
I just don't know how we manage to adapt to every rubbish that's been thrown at us by
You
the
can say
government.
that again.
It's like whenever they set the bar low, they were like, these people, they have adapted to this one. Oh, this softness, they're used to it. Let's kukuma get
Let's
a
get
fresh
another
one.
one. Yeah, I think it's
No
because
reaction now.
Nigerians are
We
so,
just make
yeah, they
mouth
are resilient.
on Twitter. From
Thank
making
you.
mouth, it will turn to band. From band,
You
we'll
turn
look
to
for the humor
religion.
in it and we move on.
For
That's it.
religion, then they will add
Really sad.
tribalism.
And this one, eh, Kai.
I heard the light bill has gone up. I heard somebody yesterday, she was saying how what she used to buy before is not even it. She's like, everybody, we need to come out and protest that this is ridiculous. That, okay, the little light you're managing now, it has gone up. So what is going to happen to
It's
some?
madness. What's worse for me is they implemented it, then announced. Kingai,
Oh,
at least
yeah. They
if
didn't
they
even
had
give you
announced,
time.
okay, from 3rd of April, this price increment will take effect. So at least Mutani Kingani, they will buy when the
And
Mazembe
be
Sokowe was
prepared.
before
But
it.
that's what they don't want now.
Of course. And this ban A, B, C, D, D is a scam. Will have minimum hours of light. The whole idea behind the bands A, B, C, D is supposedly band A, I call it the elite band, they're supposed to get a minimum of 20, 24 hours of light constant. Then band B, I think between, is it 16 or 18 hours? The T-shirt is dropping. And band E, Yakubai, I think they get 4 hours in a day.
I don't
So what are they?
understand. 4 hours.
And yes, minimum. So
Wow.
what they're saying or what they said is the increment in the price is going to affect only band A,
That's what
which
I
we know is a
heard.
lie. Because just early in the morning, I was on X. I saw that NERC have fined AEDC, that's Abuja Electric Distribution Company, 200 million. What happened? Ashejira, the moment, okay, increment and then says, okay, charging Kowa, same price as band A, which is not supposed to be. Do you get? So now they're asking them to refund these customers their money via units
That has to be a
and pay the
joke
fine.
in the
But we
Nigeria
know
that we
how
are.
it's going to end up. See, oh, just last week we had a grid collapse. We have not solved the main issue. Am I in the days that told the time and Nigerians the way they can wound Nigerians immediately? I was listening to the interview with, I think, one of the spokespersons in charge of marketing on stuff at NERC. ERC. He was not giving one example that I don't understand. That the reason why we have this constant grid collapse is because these discos are not able to run the business because they are running at loss. They can't recoup their money, blah, 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 blah. Oh God, what are you even saying? Then he now gave an instance that, okay, this price increment is not as bad as we think. He now gave an analogy that, okay, everybody in Nigeria, you have one form of electric backup, meaning generators, inverters, and whatnot.
Inverters,
but he was, I think he was specific about generators, that if you calculate the money that you spend on fuel or diesel for a generator, it's better you have this increment because some generators cannot even take your ACs, your blah, 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 your heaters.
He was trying to justify.
You know, and this is what he was saying. So how many people have generators? So why not, what Nigerians are saying, why not solve the issue first? Let's see that there's constant
there's light. Then we can, yes.
But the light has been abysmal. And you know, I was even complaining on this podcast. Was it 2 weeks ago or something? I was telling you there's no light. And allegedly, we fall under the ban. Just day before yesterday, we slept with generator. There's no light. And it was in effect. So where's the 20 hours light? See, when it's time to extract funds from Nigeria, they are so quick about it. But any other thing, they are so slow. They give you excuse. Uses whatever, so it's upsetting and sad at the same time. Inflation, rise in the price of food, so many things happening at the same time in Nigeria. Price of fuel, how many months they from last year, May?
We are not exactly like
per liter.
We are not done with that. Then another one,
finished with that one,
and we have not yet entered minimum wage of salary.
Everything, no, salaries have not increased. Salaries have not increased. You are talking about minimum
salaries
wage.
Are still
how many states are paying the minimum wage. So that's why you will not see me mention minimum wage. They'll tell you they don't have money. Salaries have not increased. Inflation is in two figures. People are suffering. And then you add to this. As I'm talking to you, I just saw that NIMSI, that they are going to do a new national identity card again.
For what?
Rashida, please, I'm tired.
This don't electricity stop, issue in Nigeria, I always say in 2024, we shouldn't be talking about this. Like, there should be solutions to these things. But then Rashida, again, I heard somebody...
even repair the light first now.
People producing light, the discos and the rest, that they are running it at a loss. In their exact words, you want to kill them, that they are running it as a loss, that what that Nigerians are paying peanuts for light.
The funny thing about that comment is some people, okay, where are those people that were defending every other thing that Buhari did? All the bad policies that we could see, we could feel, they were defending it because one way or the other, they were benefiting at that moment. Where are they now? So if you think you have to defend any rubbish, see, Nigeria will happen to you one way or the other.
Definitely.
That's the sad part. You don't know where or how, but Nigeria will happen to you one way or the other. So I don't know how you can be a human being and keep depending this rubbish. The other part of it is the government is saying they subsidize electricity for Nigeria, like 70% of it. See, there's no country in this world that they don't subsidize one thing or another for their citizens.
Of course.
In the UK, transportation, you know, different things for the elderly, for students, disabled,
housing.
The funny thing is, when it's a bad thing, something that affects the citizen, they'll start giving you example that even this country, how much are they paying? But when you start listing the good things and how the government of those countries help their citizen, they'll tell you, no, when Nigeria is a young country, we are just 60 years old. Those countries, oh my God.
Yes, sis, you're getting angry.
And you see, to the 27th of Ramadan, I don't like talking about Nigeria as such.
I know, it's like frustrating. Like, you know, it's triggering.
But it's our reality. Yeah. You understand? Mm. You cannot escape it.
That's actually sad.
It's sad. Before I go, already Nigerians, they are doing bypass. This one now, we increase the rate of bypass. They will bypass it.
They will always find a solution. It's not a good thing to say.
I don't understand bypass. They find a way to maneuver the line.
They will manipulate the system.
They will not be. They will manipulate the line.
They will always find a solution. It's not a good thing, but like...
It's not a good thing.
You just have to survive in a country that... It's a crime, You have to survive in a country that it's not serving you how it's supposed to serve you. I know a lot of people will not understand. Living in Nigeria, being a Nigerian is just survival of the fittest. You're trying to survive day by day. There's always something that is going to frustrate you, no matter how you think you've arrived. There's always something that is there to frustrate you. Sending all of you love and light. Allah will make it easy.
I mean.
Yes, yes, you just started Nigeria problem. You didn't allow us to say a prayer of this week. Eh?
My sister.
You just started. You just started attacking
me. Didn't they pay me? Not be attacked now. I'm just relating the woes of Nigerians.
Yeah, I know. We don't really deserve this.
Not at all. I heard some groups are trying to organize a massive protest regarding the light issue. So I don't know how it will go. But Gaskia, it's not fair. It's madness. Moving on, Rashida. Let
me give you a prayer of the week so that your mind will cool down.
I need it to cool down, my sister. I need it to
the
cool
prayer
down.
Of this week. It's short and simple. Yeah. Again, like I always give short and simple prayers. It's, Ya Allah, please do not give away my good deeds to others. I'm here, yeah, praying, fasting, crying, doing my all. They will not carry your good deeds. The word that I did, I say, you did something to somebody. Oh, yeah, carry all this your good deeds. One full bag, they will not carry, they will not add to the person. Oh, God, I beg. Please, anybody that I've wronged, knowingly or unknowingly, please, I send my apologies. Before they pack my good deeds and add to your own, I am apologizing now. That's our prayer of this week.
It's a big amen for me. See, it's bigger than you think, Rashida.
It is.
You said Islamically during the day of judgment, after they don't pack all your good deeds, you now end up with negative. And you don't want to owe them.
Please, so.
You now owe them.
I mean. Oh, God. It's not easy. It's not easy, Fah. You don't enter minus.
Minus? You didn't do minus here on earth. You now go there and be doing minus there. Mm. After they punish you, you now serve that minus again. It's too much.
I mean. May Allah forgive our sins. By the time this episode drops, we've celebrated Eid. We've eaten jollof rice. We've eaten fried rice. We have jolly. We have got to visit family and friends. Please.
This is where I'm going to brag more than you. This is where I'm going to brag.
What is
happening? Beating your chest. Let me be my chest. I have constant light. Eid celebration in Nigeria is more fun.
Whatever.
But that's
not where we're going to. Why do you have to enter that place?
So let me rub it in your face. We're going to enjoy our Eid here.
Whatever.
You know, you'll see food, new clothes, see children, you know.
The last Eid I did in Nigeria, we went to the mosque together, right? Yeah.
I think I have those pictures.
Please share them with Anur. Me.
I have to go back to
your archive and look for them.
I can remember.
In Nigeria, I was with you.
See how time flies.
I know. Good memories. You see, I was on Twitter.
Thank God.
I was on Twitter. I want you to hear this one.
I'm all ears.
This guy tweeted.
Rashida, let you not be a bad one. You know, we started off with Nigerian palaver, with Nigerian problem. I'm already down. So if it's anything that will trigger me now, just leave it. Later or tomorrow, we shall gist on a personal level.
How would gist on a personal level? What of our listeners? No. What will happen to them? You don't want them to hear this one.
Do you want to trigger them? You want to trigger our Nigerian listeners?
They are used to it by now. They know what they are.
You know,
you are
not under any ban A or B. Although, even the UK,
the light bill here is crazy. Right, you can't even. So, if like somebody in the UK, if they hear Nigerians complaining about the light bill, they don't get it because what we are paying here for light bill is ridiculous. To them, you guys are paying peanuts. It's two different things. Hear this, hear it carefully.
I'm all ears.
This guy tweeted, I once had a girl who received an iPad and some gifts from an anonymous person. Everything above 1 million naira. She told me about it and was very uncomfortable. I tried to make her not feel bad, but she didn't rest until she got the details of the anonymous person and returned the gift the next morning. After that, she sent me words of affirmation and posted stories about contentment. If a woman loves and respects you, nothing from another man will entice her. Nothing from another man will make her disrespect you. He now sent a screenshot.
True love.
True love. He now sent a screenshot of the conversation they had and video of the gifts and everything. There's a teddy bear, there was an iPad, there was some like makeup and stuff like that. That was his tweet. I was looking at it. I said, Yusis, what do you think about this?
Rashida, where do I start or how do I even start? You are laughing, Mugwa. The first thing I will say is this same lady, ask her if she will return the gift 5 years later, please. I wish we would know that lady will not ask her that question. Sister, do you regret sending back those gifts? How far now? Waiting there for now.
You see, this is what my people used to call, Hausa people used to call, Kashi reverse. What does Kashi reverse mean? She has backward bone. You did that. There's something you didn't even pick from this one.
Listen, what was that?
You did pick something up.
My sister, I'm still like...
He said a girl he once dated. That means they are no longer together.
They're not even together. I talk out.
You didn't pick it up.
I was still basking in the shock. Which guy will receive a gift, Rashida? Which guy will receive a gift from an anonymous lady? Not what? Which anonymous? A known lady that he will return.
You see, even what if he's a married man, is,
you just come back to the house.
I was even about to say this one is her boyfriend. Oh, they are not married. If it was a husband, it's a different thing. Okay, your husband is not able to provide these things for you and somebody anonymous gave it to you. It's wrong for you to collect it, you know. That's husband. But as a boyfriend, who serve who breakfast? Yes. Only God knows. But they are not together and she returned the gift. You see this type of thing, ba?
My sister. Rashida.
When I read it, I wanted to stone her.
Can you list the items?
A teddy bear. There was a teddy bear. There was an iPad. Some like a nice note. Apple iPad. Not just ordinary. Not a tablet. It was an Apple iPad. He said it was worth like over 1 million naira worth of stuff. And she now returned it. The girl now sent it was an affirmation.
Faithful girlfriend.
Yeah, faithful girlfriend. Understanding girlfriend.
You know, upright girlfriend. Look, good girls. Now then they suffer. I wouldn't know again. Now then they suffer, my sister. If you like, don't collect.
If you like, don't collect.
You will not
it's
collect.
Her lost.
Wait, let me clarify that. I'm not asking anybody to go and do runs. But see, okay, let's be serious here. It's a gift, Rashida. If the tables were turned, the story
they don't
to like
return
this.
Gift you to. Know in Islam, they don't return like, gift. They give you
lie.
Gift to collect.
He
it.
Can't lie that he'll blow for that girlfriend. He can't lie that he bought it or
he bought it now.
And you know, for the funny thing is you're trying to prove best girlfriend and they're not together again.
They're
so
not together.
Who best girlfriend help now?
That's the part that pay
for cuckoo collector. At least they will not be together, but she's with her iPad and other stuff. Do you understand?
See how he even put it.
I knew it was going to
be. Yeah, I even put it. The girl I once dated.
So far head is not
every day. We used to tell people about this. So far
head is not a virtue. Let's even say when she returned it, he was like, this is my girlfriend. She really loved me. Truthful girlfriend. Let me kukuma buy her those same stuff that she returned. She not see iPad, she not see boyfriend.
He play.
0+0 equals to zero.
Okay. Let him buy what? Oh my God. And that was how that street went to.
If you like, go and be doing good girlfriend. Don't collect you, yeah? They shall leave you high and dry.
Even man, I said that when they give you that you should collect. I loved that. He said, "A matter if they give you, collect. There's nothing like you not collect." He said, "Times have changed. Before we leave the street of Twitter and move to another street, another therapist tweeted why her friend's boyfriend served her breakfast." So, in case you don't know, breakfast means it's a Nigerian slang that
you
means
don't breakfast.
Break up. So, this therapist was tweeting why her friend's boyfriend broke up with her. She said, "My friend's man broke up with her because apparently she likes walking naked in the house and she even cooks for him in undies. Seriously, is this a valid reason?" But I saw these tweets. I said, "What do men want? What do they want? Go in this life. They are cooking for
Rashida,
you."
This question is for the gods, because even if you ask them, they don't know. The only thing I'm certain is, number one, a man who put his selfish interest first before any other person. That one is for sure. So anything that serves him at the moment, he doesn't care what's going to happen. He's
but
going,
I thought they like sexy
there.
Women. They are
he's going
looking
to get
for
it.
You in underwear, walking around for you. Is that not sexy?
Okay. Sexy mama.
Come on here. And I add that comment and I say, maybe we'll go and see our women, like women supporting women. All of us will go there and shout, "What the hell?" All of us will go and shout, "Why did he do that? What's wrong with him?" And I went to my women are who they say that, that me, personally, I don't like it. Too much of skin is not good. How will she even be dressing like that? Another person was saying, that was not a valid
modesty.
Reason. That's not a valid reason. Who we break up, we break up. Maybe he was just looking for an opportunity.
See, the thing that busts my brain about this whole issue is, number one, okay, you know you don't want your wife to be dressed in a certain way. King and baddie. You want the modest woman.
Go for the modest
one.
There
are women that are willing. Before they even get married, they are there. But they will tell you they don't like that one. No, basa sawancha. Nahi. See, the whole thing for men, I believe, Ko, is like a conqueror. She's this kind of lure you, marry you, then try to break you.
Then try to change your ways. Yeah,
they break you, they put you in your place. See, this debate always goes. Women that don't want to cook, women that don't want to work. Goodness sake. There are women that are always
that love it.
Me,
I love to cook.
Whatever he wants. This same man that want women that is the ones that say they will not cook. They will want to
they
marry.
Want to get married so that they will come and be making that to be cooking for money tonight. Monday to Friday, Saturday to Sunday.
You get my point. So it doesn't make sense. Tell me. See the wife material. See wife material. Go for the wife material. You know, go.
No, they will go for body. Then they will make body to
they
become.
They will go for body. And they want to lock body.
They will go for body, then they will make body to become housewife. No,
the whole thing.
Yes, it's me. I just believe that now. Before we did not know these things, but now, as a young girl, or as a, let me even join two of you, a young man, a young girl that is getting married, please, you should table these things down. Like, let's talk about it. Talk about every
Rashida,
single thing.
Rashida, please.
If you said
please,
it, this
let
will
me,
change.
Self. Let me even cut you there, please. Please. No. Let's pretend like we don't know these things. Finish all the talk that you want to talk.
It's true.
If you like,
I forgot what I
if
lost
you
myself.
Like,
at...
Write constitution, write agreement. If you like, take a video testimony. If it's a man, once you enter, you will see lies. You tell you when did we talk about it? So what are you saying?
Do you believe people that are Muslims but they used to go for court wedding?
That one too, you end in drama, because now so they'll be. I will know one case like that. They drag.
Are you serious?
Work so, out. Yes.
That thing does not
what
serve anything.
I ordered versus what I got.
I thought when you do court wedding,
they will drag it. They will drag it. They drag and the kids are with her. That one he too like to they marry anyway.
Hey.
So see, they will always find a way. And don't forget, you know, men support men. Even the men they know and the one they don't know. It's just the level that changes, because in every man they see themselves in that position one day. So he would want that support in real time. It's women that don't do that. So any rubbish that you see a man does, he knows last, there's one man that is going to
that
support
is going
him
to
one
support
way
him.
or the other. That's for sure. That's why we always say, yeah, women, be selfish. Oh,
you have said it
tonight,
more than 1 million times on this podcast.
Me, I'm not even talking about supporting each other, but look out for yourself. Start with yourself first. Do you understand? You're definitely going to need the women's support. Too.
Definitely, but no. What selfish. Do they say? Another woman's pain is another woman's pain.
At all. No, see, sometimes they feel this thing is just theory. It will not happen to me and whatnot. But please, look out for yourself. Even if it's a bit, we know women, we are emotional. We give ourselves, you know, we give everything. Ingani, we think about everyone else before ourselves. But please, women are seeing shege. If you like, don't look out for yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? Put yourself first. Last life, everybody will be fine. Everybody is fine.
Everybody's fine.
Life goes on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move away from what men do to women. Women too, they used to do things to men. This story was very, very heartbreaking. I had to travel down to my city.
One, I see that you are using this phone. Are we safe?
We are safe.
Are
but
we
this
safe?
One is very, very heartbreaking. I went to Australia for this story. This story is about Dan.
The land down under.
Yeah. I went down under to get you this story. So this story is about Daniel Grant. Daniel, he went on a holiday to the United States where he met love of his life. They had a good time, good connection, everything was great, and they fell in love. Then this lady now followed him back to Australia. She was saying how there was nothing left for her in America, that she wasn't feeling herself. She wanted a new start, and she was going to start life with him in Australia. So they moved to Australia, and that was it. And they were living a beautiful life. The sun, the beach, everything was just top notch. She was enjoying herself. Then Dan's girlfriend fell pregnant, and they were about to have their first baby. Everybody was excited. Dan was excited. He couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted, this was his first child with the woman he loved, the love of his life. Like, how exciting can life be? The pregnancy was growing. Then all of a sudden, this girlfriend fell homesick. She was like, oh, that she has left everything back home. She's pregnant. She feels homesick. Let her go back to the United States and maybe she will get herself. It's becoming too much for her, which is understandable. Yeah. Like, you left everything you knew and you're in another country that is just you and this guy. You have to build your connection all over again. So he's like, okay, no problem. Since you're homesick, you can go. Go find yourself, relax. Dan sounds like a very supportive and wonderful partner. Like, he's like, you go, you do your thing, go. I'm here waiting for you. And when you come back, I'll be here. Girlfriend went to United States of America. She went back, and then guess what? She said she's not coming back again. No. Girlfriend said that she's not coming back again.
Yeah.
Apparently, she had gotten back with her ex-boyfriend.
What? I didn't see that coming.
She had gotten back with her ex-boyfriend, and that is not even where this story begins. This story begins where she called Dan to tell Dan that she's giving up their beautiful baby girl for adoption, that she's no longer coming back to Australia.
We will get my shot.
Dan became devastated. Like, he was anticipating this precious moment. He wanted this baby. He wanted to raise this baby girl, this beautiful baby girl. Dan became desperate. Dan said, what to do, what to do. Dan is just a tradie. He's a carpenter in Australia. And Dan opened a GoFundMe account. He's like, he's begging the people of Australia that please.
He wants to get his daughter.
He wants to get his daughter. He's begging the people of Australia, please get me so that I can get visa to the United States so I can go pick my daughter. I don't mind. I'll come. I'll be a single father. I'll raise my daughter alone. I will do this on my own. But I just need to get there before the paperwork
Rashida,
is finalized.
Women, what is your problem, Seth? What is your problem?
Yes,
women,
I've
what is finished, your problem, Seth?
I've not finished this story. Yo.
We are finished women's problem.
It's as if,
but this one,
it's as if that
you have not
problem
finished.
That we brought. I've not finished now.
This twist and turn.
Allow me, lad. Don't be in a hurry. Don't rush my story. Don't rush my dad's story.
You go in my sham.
Dan opened a GoFundMe account. Everybody was like, okay, we are behind you, Dan. He was able to raise 30,000 Australian dollars. Everything is set. He did his passport, did his visa, got his flight ticket, and he headed for the United States of America. On getting to Texas, he met with his beautiful, healthy baby girl. It was amazing. It was a beautiful, it was a beautiful bonding moment for him. There were pictures of him and the baby on the chest. He was on a popular news channel. It's called Current Affairs in Australia. And he was there. They interviewed him. He said, oh, he was happy to see his baby. Mm. Everything was looking beautiful. He was going to bring his baby back to Australia and they'll start a life together as father and daughter. And he was determined and willing to raise this baby girl. Everybody was happy. Was it 1 week, 2 weeks later? I'll open my phone to see an updated story of that story. You wouldn't believe it. Girlfriend changed her mind. All of a sudden, she changed her mind. She said she wasn't... she changed her mind that she wasn't letting Dan take the baby back to Australia with him.
Don't be juju be that. In Nigerian parlance.
I'm telling you, jokes apart, this broke my heart to pieces. She wouldn't sign the paperwork. Like in the US, the baby belongs to the mother. If she doesn't give her consent, there's no way Dan is leaving that country with that baby.
Wow.
So, as I'm talking to you, Dan has to go back to Australia without his baby girl.
What?
And that broke my
heart.
So
why make him go through all that problem, all that?
Let me repeat what you said. What is the main problem?
What is your problem, Rashida? What is you people's problem?
Now we do 101 things. If a woman do one, that one, it will carry strong weight.
Do her own.
That one will shake everywhere.
This is actually really sad.
Dan looked like a very responsible man who did not even deserve this. Like, for him to go through all those things. So he said that he has concluded that he's still willing to be in his baby girl's life, that he will use the remaining money to be traveling back and forth to see his baby and...
To see the baby.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe because the mother saw really... the love. Okay. She saw how everybody rallied around
him. Yeah, he was getting... there's this thing, but I don't know, maybe it's the human nature, but it happens mostly with men. When you are not together, they expect you to be miserable, to be worse off. But the sustenance and progress of a person is not in another human being's hands. You cannot detect that and you cannot project it.
Yeah.
So maybe she was thinking Dan is going to be...
Now, why does she didn't even think that Dan was going to come and say he wants his baby in her? Why does...
Oh, since he can't Kingana,
he because he's a carpenter, she never thought Australians would rally behind him and give him that sort of money to come and take his baby. If Australians can rally behind him to get him $30,000 in just that short period of time, what would... So I think she even did it for her selfish interest. She's not even doing it for the baby.
Of course, which baby? Baby that was willing to give up for adoption? Oh, selfishness, 2 months or a year, you're going to see another twist to this story. The woman sounds as somebody that is unstable. If it was a black woman now, the ending, I assure you, is going to be different. Confirmed. It's really sad, you know. Nobody should have to go through this.
Yeah.
People break up, they shouldn't use the kids as weapons. At the end of the day, it's going to affect the child, whether we like it or not.
But you see, this woman, they were in love.
So it's sad.
They were in love. It's not as if Dan was a bad person.
You are still talking about this love again. Rashida, is this Korean series that you keep watching?
You're talking about love. I have a good mind. You know how I will know that I have a good mind? How a picture. When I see a picture on the internet, wallahi, my mind does not used to go. Like, I will just see it. Oh, this is nice. I will not, you know, my mind will not be corrupt. Anything. By the time I go to comment section, my mind will now start getting corrupt. I will now have to go back to the picture. I will now look at it and I will say, this person has a point.
I'm not saying when you see a lovely picture, your mind it should be a negative one. No. What I'm trying to say is you should be able to face reality. That let's have it at the back of our mind that, okay, this is a beautiful couple, but
anything can happen.
We cannot be hell-bent on that notion that it must be perfect. It must be perfect. That's another thing we use in deceiving ourselves. Yeah. Thank you for that, for using that word, deceiving ourselves. Anything can happen. Life unveil their true colors. That's just like, so be willing and able to accept it. You get, if you have that at the back of your mind, at least when it happens, it will help you cope. Not saying that it will not hurt. You understand? Because you invested, but you being able to accept reality and seeing reality and expecting it, at least you have that cushion to fall on. Do you understand? Not
Yeah,
saying, no,
it's not this
Percy,
person.
I know
Cannot
him. Oh, I know her. She's a
be.
good
I
boy.
can't believe it.
It cannot.
I get
My
you.
sister, my brother, you are setting yourself up.
Yusis,
The as my good
last one
brother would
before we go.
say,
Yusis,
Bonner
we are about
boy.
to go. We are about to go, Yusis. We are about to go. It's
Oh
time. It's almost
oh, when
time up.
I'm on a roll.
Yusis.
Oh,
But we
yeah.
can't end Ramadan without a Ramadan joke. I have a Ramadan joke.
Oh yes.
This gentleman was asking a madam. He was asking madam. He said, madam, you know when I say a madam, you know it's African madam I'm asking. He said, madam, that during fasting,
Of
though,
course.
his wife hugged him. See, Akasabu problem.
Oh.
He said, what is his ruling? You see
Oh.
how madam was angry? Father said, do you take Ramadan is a joke to you? Wallahi, we fast 60. Wallahi. 60, when he answer what problem? Which problem? How can you say answer what problem? Is your wife a devil? Is she the devil? What problem? I laughed.
Malan the vex.
Father
No,
was
no, 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 no,
angry.
no. No, Rashida. Definitely the person that is talking is an adult, is not a child.
No, it's an
Do you
adult,
get?
definitely.
So we know
He's a
all the
married
rulings.
man.
So what are you even
Oh,
what are we
he
even
said
talking
the
about?
answer was problem.
You cannot do it with your wife. You know it. What are we even talking about? Do you get?
I
How do
felt
you even
bad
get to
for
that
him.
point?
I felt bad for
Next
them, but
now,
Mala
because
said that we fast
Islamically, he
60.
has to fast 60 days
60 days.
consecutively.
Guys,
You do it.
that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening this far. We really appreciate you. It's always fun. It's a pleasure to be here every week. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review. We would love to see all your messages. We'd love to read them.
Thank you. It's been fun, even though it started on a low note. Nigeria will not kill me.
It's you guys to take
She's not
Nigeria
here.
to
She's not.
heart.
And it's been wonderful having you guys throughout Ramadan. The next time we speak, it to be after Eid. We'll have all the energy, you know. Bye.